Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. Just bringing fun to people for 65 years. Stop by one of their five outdoor stores up and down the Front Range in Cheyenne. By the way, before I go to our Jack's Outdoor Gear segment here, the fellow that called about the walleye trolling rods, I will try to address that a little more at the end of the show if we have time. But I do have a video on my YouTube channel, The Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom, that gets pretty in-depth on how to fish bottom bouncers. In fact, the episode is titled Bottom Bouncer Techniques. It was filmed at Pueblo Reservoir. Take a look at that. It'll give you a lot of information. Now it is time for our Jack's Outdoor segment, where the folks from Jack's Outdoors join us to talk about a certain aspect of the outdoors and the gear you need to do it. Joining us from Jack's Outdoors, I believe right here in Fort Collins, is Reese Roberts. Good morning, Reese.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day, and we've been talking about getting ready for hunting. And after this segment, we're going to talk about how to practice and finalize the sighting in of your weapons and even your shotguns getting ready. People may think it's the middle of July and it's 100 degrees, but hunting season isn't very far away, and we're going to have a lot of new hunters this year, and we're also getting a lot of demand for hunting gear, not only firearms and ammunition, but gear in general. So it's going to be a year where you really need to start making these decisions early, isn't it?
Oh, yes. We're definitely seeing that increase in first-time hunters and first-time firearm purchases. So right now, pretty much nationwide, there is kind of a limited selection for some time. So the sooner you can get on top of trying to get stuff purchased or get stuff ready, the better you're going to be in the long run.
So I'm a beginning hunter, or I haven't hunted for years when I was younger. I'm getting back into it. I walk into Jack's. I walk up to you and I say, hey, I want to go hunting for this, or this. Take me through the process, how you're going to help me pick out a rifle.
So a lot of times, like you said, we'll focus on what they are planning on hunting. If they're strictly going for small game, if they're just doing waterfowl, we'll kind of steer them into some certain directions. But if somebody is just getting into hunting where they're going to go after the large animals in Colorado, meaning antelope, mule deer, and elk, we kind of steer them into some of their rifles depending on kind of what they're looking for. If they're looking for something not too expensive, just something entry level. If they have a certain budget, we'll try to give them a few options around that. And a lot of us in the hunting department have had a lot of experience with different rifles. So for most of the rifles we carry, we have firsthand knowledge of how they actually feel, things we like, things we don't like. So we just try to give them a bunch of different options, let them feel, let them try to shoulder the weapons to see how they're going to feel comfortable behind them, and then we'll just kind of walk them through the benefits of each one of them.
Now, for action, hunting in Colorado is unique, and hunting in every location of the country is unique. What type of a rifle action do you recommend for most hunters in Colorado?
For most hunters in Colorado, we lean more towards a bolt action. It's just going to be a little bit more reliable, a little bit simpler, as well as more accurate in general. I mean, you can definitely get some very high-end semi-autos or lever guns, but for hunting in Colorado, the majority of people are using bolt guns.
And what's the starting point as far as price for a bolt gun? I know in all firearms you can go up to thousands of dollars, but the reliable starting point, what are we looking at?
You can pretty easily find something under four. The Ruger American is a great example of that. You can get those right around that 375, 380 range. And then that's just going to be a rifle. So we do kind of the entry-level combo, which would be a rifle and a scope. You're looking right around that 5 to 5.5 for a really good setup that you'd be really happy with hunting indefinitely.
And then I'm sure you have different options and different guns. How important is the fit of that gun, and can I adjust it?
Yeah, one of the big aspects is making sure that the weapon fits you. There are a variety of people that come in here, from smaller kids who just got their first hunting license, who are 12 or 13 and they're getting their first rifle, to full-size adults, to myself being 6'5". Like, you have to find a weapon that's going to fit you. With a lot of these weapons, they do come with adjustability, so you can adjust the length of pull. They'll either have shims that you can put in the stock to make it a little longer, or you can take them out to make it a little shorter. And then when you get into some of the high, mid to higher level range, a lot of those will have even more adjustability to where you can really get it set for you. And we kind of walk through that process just to make sure that they're going to pick something that's going to be comfortable for them and it's going to fit them correctly.
And one of the things I always recommend when buying a firearm is bring in similar clothing to what you're going to wear when you hunt. You come in today, you're probably wearing a t-shirt. You're not going to wear a t-shirt up in the mountains in third rifle elk season. And you're going to have a heavy jacket on. So I think it's very important to at least bring that jacket with, because your point of aim is going to be so different.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. And we do see that a lot. Luckily, we also do have hunting clothing here. So there has been occasions where we've pulled jackets right off the shelf to have people try on so that they can kind of feel what it's going to feel like to be wearing multiple layers of clothing when you are at 10,000 feet in third rifle season and it is very, very cold.
Now, what about caliber? This time, I know this, we're having one of those years where ammunition is, and some calibers, is short supply. So is it important to get a caliber that I have available ammunition, and what do you recommend?
So I think right now is a perfect example of why ammo availability is so important, because right now it's really hard to find any ammo. So choosing something that is really common is generally going to be a little bit better. One, it's going to keep that cost down, but also you're going to be able to find a variety of different ammo. For us at Jax, we recommend kind of the old school most popular calibers, which are 308, 30-06, 270, just because of the variety of ammunition that you can get for them, ranging from really low 150 grain bullets all the way up to 180. So you could really take any animal in Colorado with any of those calibers, and kind of a newer or a starting to get a lot more popular would be something like the 6.5 Creedmoor, because pretty much any place that is going to carry rifle ammunition, they're going to have those four in stock, and most of the time they'll have a variety of those four in stock.
And I'm sure you can recommend the grain weights and the type of dynamics in the bullet depending on the type of hunting they're doing, because there is a lot more to it. One thing I'm sure we're going to talk about with JR at Colorado Clay's next segment is practicing with sighting your rifle in with the ammo you shoot. What about quickly, Ron, and I'll cover two things very quickly. One is recoil. We talked about, let's say, a 30-06 versus a 270. A 270 is going to have a lot less recoil. It's not going to be probably as hard-hitting as a 30-06, or maybe give you quite the distance, but is it a better choice for a young angler, or do we have recoil mitigating pads and things that they don't have to worry about that?
No, there's definitely ways to mitigate that recoil, whether it be a recoil pad that just slips over the stock of the rifle and kind of absorbs some of that, but also depending on the weight of the rifle, that'll also affect how much they actually kick. A heavier 30-06 is going to kick a little bit less than a super light 270. So there's some ways that you can kind of figure out how it's going to recoil just based on the weight of the firearm. But then there's also other things that you can add to that, like a muzzle brake or something else that's going to kind of redirect where that muzzle blast goes and cut down on some of that felt recoil.
Last question, and we're really out of time, and I promise you, JR, I know you're listening, we're going to take plenty of time. I saved a lot of time for you. But one thing I want to talk, and that's the scope. We used to have a saying in when I was younger that if you only had enough money for one, spend it on the scope and get a less expensive rifle. Scopes are really important in Colorado, aren't they?
Yeah. With Colorado being really open, the majority of encounters with animals, especially during a rifle season, are going to be from a little further out. So having a good quality scope that gives you the ability to make an ethical shot is really important. Nowadays, it's it's getting a little different because they are coming out with really high quality scopes at a reasonable price point. So that it's kind of skewed that saying a little bit, just because you can get a really good quality scope for not a crazy amount of money anymore.
Is there a brand you like to hunt with?
Personally, I know I run Vortex Optics on most of my firearms just because they have a fantastic warranty program, as well as they do some discounts for veterans that I really enjoy. And that's, I've gotten my father into the Vortex Optics, so I run them on pretty much everything from my rifles to my varmint guns, everything.
If I come into Jack's and buy a rifle and a scope, or buy a scope, will you mount it?
Yep. So we do a mounting service with bore sighting as well. So we can get it. We like to say we can get you on paper. You're still going to have to go out and fire rounds through it and really dial that in. But we can get you close.
That's a great segue into our next segment. Thank you so much, Reese, for joining us. People, if you want more information, stop by and talk to Reese, or stop at any of the Jack's Outdoor Gear. Reese, I'm sure you've got people that are just as enthusiastic and qualified at all the stores, and we're really proud to have Jax as a partner with us. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
You bet. And if you've listened, that's why Terry Wickstrom Outdoors has partnered with Jax Outdoors, and they've presented this segment on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.